Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Kuf Nun Aleph, page 151. And we were on Kuf Nun in days at the very bottom. But let's start, I guess, almost halfway up from Kuf Nun Amid Beis to get back into the flow of what the Gemara is teaching. The Gemara is talking about what different phrases mean. So Amar Nechasai Leplanya. Person said, my possessions go to so-and-so. Maybe he's a dying man, he says, or maybe he's just the healthy man giving a gift. He does a kinyan. But anyway, he gives all of his nechasim. What's included in the word nechasim to so-and-so? So avda ikri nechasi. The slaves are included. They're called nechasim. It's not because the Mishnah says. Hakosev kol nechasav la'avdo. If a person wrote in a document, I'm giving all my nechasim to the slave, Yatza ben Chorim, that means he gave the slave himself to the slave, and the slave went free. So you see that neches, asset, includes a slave. You know what else is included in the word neches? Ara ikri nechasi. Land is called nechasim. It's not because the Mishnah says. Nechasim sheyesh lehen achrayus. Assets that you can rely on, namely land. Get acquired with money or with a contract or with literally taking hold. But you see, it's called nechasim sheyesh lemachrayus, and it's a reference to land. So you see that land is called neches. Glima ikri nechasim, a cloak is also called neches. It's not, the Mishnah says, v'shein lenachrayus, and those assets that are nechasim that you don't rely on, in other words, movables, einik nela b'mashicha, they're only acquired by pulling them, but they're still called nechasim. It's just nechasim she'en lemachrayus. That means a garment is called a neches,
including his animals and his,
yes, they're also called nechasim. If a person says, I'm giving all my nechasim to my friend, you know what else is included? Zuzi, his coins are called nechasim. It's not because we know that you can transfer coins by means of what we call agav, by dint of someone acquiring land and thrown into the land, there can also be coins that move to him. And look at the Mishnah, she'en lehen achrayus. Those are all those objects that are nechasim that you can't rely on, namely movables, niknim im nechasim she'esh lehen achrayus. They can be acquired together with those nechasim that you do rely on, v'kesef b'shtar v'chazaka. And that refers to Kenyan Agav. So you see that Kenyan Agav applies to things called Nechasim. Nechasim Sheyesh Lenachrayas and Nechasim Sheyesh Lenachrayas. And coins are included in Agav, like the story that we've seen. Kiyad Rav Papa Avle Tresal Fezuzi Bechlu Zai. Rav Papa had 12,000 Zuz in Bechlu Zai. He wanted to empower someone else to get them for him. So he wanted to transfer their ownership to that other person. So he gave them over, he made Rav Shmuel Bar Acha own them, Agav Asifa de Beise, through giving to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha the stoop in front of his house. So when you know, he did it with a chalipin, or had Rav Shmuel Bar Acha give him a coin for his stoop. So once Rav Shmuel Bar Acha acquired the stoop, he also acquired the coins. And then he was so happy, Kiyasa, when Shmuel Bar Acha came back with the coins, Nafik La'apei Ad Tavach, he went out to greet him till Tavach. So you see that Nechasim are, I'm sorry, that coins are also included in the term Nechasim. So now, this is what we get up to yesterday, what about a document, an IOU? Is an IOU including the word Nechasim? So if I say I'm giving all my Nechasim to Reuven, does that mean that Reuven now owes the IOUs that I have, that people owe me money, the documents, the Shtarei Chov? The answer is yes. Shtari yikri nechasi. IOUs, documents, are also called nechasim.
How about the reverse, Rabbi? You know, if you owe money to somebody,
right,
that would be a part of the mechatom too?
That I'm giving to Reuven? No.
It's not
an asset that I have. Neches is an asset.
You're taking everything I got, so including the bills.
No.
So the bills are not included.
That's called a liability.
Not included.
Sorry. A wife is liability.
That's a good point.
So the bills that stay unpaid then?
It's not like you
should. Right? After his death?
That's different.
What's that? The bills would stay unpaid?
Good morning, Baruch.
The bills would go to your kids.
Okay. The bills go to your kids, exactly. That's right. Shtare, shtara ikri nechasi. an IOU, a shtar chov, documents are called nechasim. Damar Rabbi Bar Yitzchak said, here are two halachos about shtaros. Shnei shtaros hei. Amar, if the man said, Zechu besada zelaploni, go acquire this field for Yaakov, and afterwards, v'kis v'lo asashtar, write to him a document that you acquired the field to him. Chozer b'shtar, if they acquired the field, so then I can still renege on the shtar. So at least he'll have the field, but he won't have a proof that he has the field. Ain't a chozer b'sadar, but once they acquired the field for him, I can't renege on the field. But if I said, go acquire the field for him, Al menasha tichtavu lo es hashtar, on condition that you will later write a shtar for him. So if they acquired the field for him and they haven't yet written the shtar, since chozer, once I can renege on the shtar, chozer ben b'shtar ben b'sadar, I can renege both on the field and on the shtar, because once I renege on the shtar, that undid the field too. However, Rav Chiya bar Avin amar Rav Huna, Rav Chiya bar Avin says name Rav Huna, shlosha shtaros, there's a third halacha about shtaros. Shrei Hani Damaran, the two that you just said, that sometimes you can renege on the shtar, but you can't renege on the underlying deal. Sometimes by reneging on the shtar, you have reneged on the underlying deal. Idach, and here's the third. Sometimes the shtar gets acquired to the recipient of the gift of the field, wherever the shtar is. Namely, Im Kadam Mocher V'Kasav Es HaShtar, if the seller wrote the shtar before there was a deal. Kosin Shoshaninu, as we've learned, Kosvin Shtar L'Mocher, if a seller says, I want you to write a shtar that my field was sold to Yaakov. So we write it, Afal Pishen L'Keachim, even though Yaakov is not here with him. So then, if such a shtar was written, Kivin Shichzuk Zebakarka, once Yaakov does a chazak on the land, Nikne Shtar Kol Makom Shehu, then the shtar, wherever it is, becomes the possession of Yaakov. V'Zoyis Shoshaninu, this is what we've learned. This would be an example of what we learned. Chasim Shein Lemachrayas, those objects that don't have responsibility, in other words, they are movables, they're not land, Niknim get acquired, Imen Chasim Sheyesh Lemachrayas, they get acquired together with those assets that there is responsibility to with land, B'Kesef Ishtar B'Chazaka. So once Yaakov acquired the Sada with the Chazaka, he acquires the Shtar that had been pre-written wherever it is. So what do you see? What does the Mishnah say? This is an example of Nechasim being acquired with other Nechasim. What Neches is it? It's a Shtar. The word Shtar is called a Neches. Another example, Behema Ikri Nechasi. If a person says, I'm giving all my Nechasim to Reuven, his animals also now belong to Reuven, because animals are called Nechasim. How do we know that? From a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, it's not related to the Mishnah, Hamakdish Nechasav. If a person says, all of my Nechasim are consecrated, they're all holy. Vaisa ben behema ru'uya, legabim izbeach, and amongst those assets is an animal that could be a carbon. Doesn't have any blemishes. So Zacharim, if those animals are males, and they should be brought as olos, vindikavos. And if those animals are females, yimachbu litzar chesiv cheshlamim. So you sell them to people who need to buy shlamim, who need to bring shlamim. And with that money, you either it goes to Betekabayis, or it goes to. Bring a carbon ola. I see here in the footnote, they say the reason why it doesn't go for a shlamim, why the female animals don't become shlamim themselves, is because he said, kol nechasa lehektish, all my assets go to hektish. And in a shlamim, part of it still belongs to the person who consecrated it, because he gets to eat it. So therefore, the whole thing goes to hektish. You know, the animal itself is sold to those who need to bring shlamim, and the money, the value of the animal, goes to bring olos. And if a person, so you see that he said, I'm consecrating all my nechasim. And the animals became holy. So you see that animals are included in the term nechasim. Ofosikri nechasi. And birds that a person owns are called nechasim. Because again in that Mishnah, Hamakdish nechasav, if a person consecrates all of his assets, Vayiben dvar neruin l'mizbeach, and amongst the assets are things that would fit to go onto the mizbeach as It's part of service, namely yenos, wine, for libations, for the nesachim, shmanim, for oils, which go as part of the menachos, ophos, and birds. They are all consecrated. So you see, birds are included in nechassim, because he consecrated his nechassim, and the birds became holy. Tefillin ikri nechassim. Tefillin also are called an asset, nechassim. It's not because that Mishnah says, Mishnah Narachin, Hamakdish nechassav, if a person consecrates all his assets, his tefillin are holy. So now he needs to get his tefillin back. So Malin lo tefillin, we have to figure out how much the tefillin are worth. He gave away all of his assets. So someone has to lend him the value of the tefillin. And with that money that he borrows, he then deconsecrates the tefillin. He removes the holiness from the tefillin onto that money. And then he uses the tefillin. Ibailu, they had one question though in the yeshiva. Sefer Torah Mai. Right? This whole discussion this morning has been, what is the meaning of the term nechassim? We say nechassim includes land. Nechassim includes movables. Nechassim includes money. Nechassim includes contracts. Nechassim includes birds. Nechassim includes animals. Nechassim includes tefillin. What about a Sefer Torah? Hey, Lomas Davin, since you can't sell a Sefer Torah, the Asal Zabuni, now let us sell it. Lav Nechsihus. Maybe it's not considered Nechassim, because you're not allowed to sell it. Al Dumar, maybe given them as David Lumel Torah, since you are allowed to sell it in order to be able to learn Torah, or Lisa Isha, or to get married. Nechsihus. So it is considered Nechassim. So what's the status of a Sefer Torah? Where's this Teku? We don't know. As far as I know. Yeah, as far as I can remember.
Okay. So based on this, the sofer cannot sell a Sefer Torah.
He doesn't sell a complete Sefer Torah, right? I mean, he sells a semi.
Two words out at the end of the thing, and it becomes what was it?
You know? Well, he has to be able to sell a Sefer Torah. Otherwise, how are you going to get Sefer Torah? So he can. Maybe he's not selling the Sefer Torah. Maybe he's selling his service to create a Sefer Torah. Selling his work.
You always find the loophole.
You hire him to write. You've hired him to work. All right, so now we're going to go back to the topics of Shchiv Mera, again, the gift of a dying man. And the Gemara says a way to remember the mnemonic is a simin, Zutra, Ime de Amram, the mother of Amram, Mitarte Achvasa from two sisters. There's Rav Tovi and Rav Dimi and Rav Yosef. So now some stories. Remember we spoke about yesterday, there were five acquisitions where the halacha would change if he gave everything away or if he kept some. Right? A dying man who gives everything away, then if he recovers, he can get it all back. If he kept some, then when he recovers, he doesn't get it all back. We said a man who gives away all of his land, and amongst all of his land, he gave a piece to his wife, she gave up on her ksuba. But if he would have said, I'm giving away 80% of my land, but 20% I'm keeping for myself, then even though he gave her a piece, she doesn't give up on her ksuba. We said a man who gives all of his assets to his wife, he's making her an apotropa. She doesn't own any of it. But if he gives her 80% of the assets, then he's giving her a gift. He's not making her an apotropa. So lots of halachos that depend on whether he gives everything or not. So the last thing that was mentioned was mavrachas. If a woman had been married and she has some assets and she's about to get married for the second time, so she doesn't want husband number two to be able to pluck the feathers off of the assets. She doesn't want husband number two to be able to get the fruits on the assets. So she wants to give away all the assets before she marries. So now the husband won't have any rights to it. But if anything were to happen to end the marriage, the husband dies or for her to get divorced, she wants to be able to reclaim the assets from the person she gives them to. So we said if she gives everything away, so then clearly that's what she's trying to do before she marries. And then if she later gets divorced, she can reclaim those assets. That's called mavracha. So that's the topic here. I guess it's similar to what a prenup does, but it's for her to protect herself.
Just proceeds or giving?
No, she gave the whole thing away. But she's going to reclaim it. A revocable gift. Very good. So that's what happened here. Ima de Rav Zutra bar Tuvia. the mother of Rav Zusha bar Tuvia. So she had been married to, I guess, Tuvia, and she had a son, Rav Zutra. So now she's about to marry Rav Zvid. So she doesn't want Rav Zvid to be able to get the fruits off of her assets. So Kasvinu l'nechasa l'Rav Zvid. I'm sorry, Kasvinu l'nechasa l'Rav Zutra bar Tuvia. So she gifted all of her assets to Rav Zutra bar Tuvia. D'baylin suvile l'Rav Zvid. Because she wanted to marry Rav Zvid, and she didn't want Rav Zvid to be able to have any hand in these assets. So, in Siva, she did in fact marry Rav Zvid, the Girsha. And in fact, Rav Zvid divorced her. So now she wants her assets back. She went in front of Rav Yehuda bar Abaye. Amar, so he said the exact opposite of what we've been learning till now. He said, why did she want to give away all the assets? Mishum and Suvik, because she wanted to marry, and that husband number two not be able to pluck the assets. Vayin Siva, she did end up getting married. So if she did end up getting married, so good, she gave away the assets, she can't get them back. I'm the Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua. So Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, said to Rav Bibi, the son of Abaye, Mishum Dasu Mimulayi, Amritu Mili Muli Aisa. Abaye was a descendant of Eliyah Cohen. Eliyah Cohen was punished because of the misbehavior of his family, that his children would die young. So Rav Huna said to Rav Bibi bar Abaye, you who come from a family of those who get cut off, said something which deserves to be cut off. You said such foolishness. Even according to the opinion that says it, in a certain circumstance, a woman who tries to give away all of her assets can't reclaim them. The recipient got them. That would be if she didn't say, I'm doing it because I'm trying to hide it from my husband, and I want to be able to get it back. Amalacha, but over here, Galya died to the Mishum in Suviyu. She said explicitly, I'm just giving it all away because I'm getting married, and I don't want husband number two to be able to pluck it. So now that she's not married to husband number two, she gets it back. That's her whole point. She got married, and now she got divorced. So she certainly is entitled to get it back.
Got married with her just because of the money. Otherwise,
you know.
I don't know about that.
He was
in and
he's
out.
Another story. Ima Rami Bar Chama, the mother of Rami Bar Chama, was very, very sick. She was deathly ill. So Burt, in the evening, Kasvinu l'nechsal Rami Bar Chama. She called two witnesses and had them write down a shtar that all of her assets are going to Rami Bar Chama. A matna shtivmara, a gift of a dying man. In the morning, she says, no, it's all going to my son, Rav Ukva Bar Chama. So then she dies. Also, Rami Bar Chama, the comedy of Rav Sheshes. Rami Bar Chama came in front of Rav Sheshes. She said, my mother gave me her assets, and she died. So, Ukmi Benich says, he said, okay, you get them all. Also, Rav Ukva Bar Chama came in to Rav Nachman. Rav Ukva Bar Chama went and told the story to Rav Nachman. He said, mother gave me the assets in the morning after she gave it to my brother. So Ukmei ben Ichsek, he gave him the assets. Us, Rav Sheshes l'kamdi Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes came in front of Rav Nachman, Amalei, he said, my time Ukmei mar, l'Rav Ukva Bar Chama, why did you give all the assets to Rav Ukva Bar Chama? Imishim d'hajaba, if it's because she changed her mind, v'ashchiva, but she died ultimately. In other words, when, according to Rav Sheshes, when a dying man says, I'm giving something to someone, so that they can change their mind if they recover. But here she ultimately dies. So since she ultimately died, the first words now take effect. Not the latter ones. Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman responded, Achi Amar Shmuel. This is a tradition I have from Shmuel. Kol Shilu Amad Choser, as long as were he to get up off of the bed, he'd be able to retract. In other words, he gave away everything. It was a matna shchiv mera. He gave it away because of death. Now, if he'd recover, he could retract. So as long as when he could recover, he can retract. Choser b'matanaso, even when he's sick, he can retract. And therefore, since she was still alive, albeit very sick, her retraction is a retraction. So, 1 second, just to finish the discussion. Rav Sheshes said back, 1 second, Emor Dar Shmuel Liatzma, maybe he can retract for himself. Liachar Mi'amar, would Shmuel say that the dying man could retract and give it to a different recipient? Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman said, you're wrong in your assessment of Shmuel. Beferi Shamar Shmuel, Shmuel said it explicitly, Beim Liatzmo, Beim Liacher, both for himself or for someone else, he could retract. Yeah, question, Baruch.
But if dying man is talking right now, give my assets to, you know, XYZ. And he dies.
Right.
But prior to go to the hospital, he wrote the will. Mm-hmm. Which one supersedes the words that he said as his deathbed over, you know, which one supersedes the will or the words?
The words.
So then the will he wrote is good for nothing then?
Yeah, he now has changed it.
He changed it.
Nothing to American law again.
All right, another story. Imed Rav Amram Chasidza, the mother of Rav Amram Chasidza, Havalah Meloga Deshtari. She had a pouch filled with documents, you know, loan documents that people owed her money. Kikashachva, so when she was dying, Amra, she said, Lehevelur Mabram Bri, let it all belong to Rav Amram, my son. Asu Achua Lekamidir of Nachman. So the brother of Rav Amram, the brothers of Rav Amram came in front of Rav Nachman. Amrule, they said to Rav Nachman, V'halo Mashach. It's true that she gave all the IOUs to Rav Amram. But you know what? This is not like a normal asset. This is an IOU. An IOU, to transfer it, normally requires more than just handing it. There has to be Ksiva Umasira. There has to be another document written and a handover. So here, she just said some words. So the words of a Shchiv Merat Shu are powerful, but powerful enough to give away shtaros, and the shtaros weren't ever lifted. So it shouldn't belong to Rav Amram. Amalahus, Rav Nachman told them, I'm sorry, brothers. Divrei Shchiv Merat, the words of a dying man are so powerful. Kiksu v'mechim esumer dami. It's as if there was a document written up and handed over, and therefore the words of a dying man can transfer ownership even on documents that are IOUs.
Is it not that IOUs are assets as we defined it earlier, and then someone can give away all of his assets, so by definition that would include this?
It's true, it is an asset. We said that, but the point is that it's an asset that normally requires like a amplified act of acquisition to transfer. So we know that Divrei Shchiv Merah are powerful, but they were arguing it's not powerful enough to be an amplified act of acquisition. And Rav Nachman said, you're wrong. It's so powerful, it's an amplified act of acquisition too. It can give away an IOU.
Rabbi,
please.
The property that has a mortgage for any purpose, and
right.
You say, okay, I'm giving you my property,
right.
The person is still responsible for any...
Yeah, that's true. That's true. In that case, yes.
So I'm going to buy a very big house.
Another story. Achted Rav Tuvi Barav Masna. The sister of Rav Tuvi Barav Masna was dying. Ketvinu l'nichsal Rav Tuvi Barav Masna. B'tzafra. In the morning, she wrote that all of her assets go to Rav Tuvi Barav Masna. Lepanyan. In the evening, Rav Achdavoy, the son of Rav Masna, came. Bachaloi started to cry to his sister. He said, Ashta Ami, now everyone's going to say, my brother is a Talmud Chacham. Umar Lar Tzubim Rabbanan, but I'm not a Talmud Chacham because I didn't get all these assets. So she wrote the assets to him. Asalukhamad Rav Nachman, he went in front of Rav Nachman. Amalei, so he said to him, Achyam Mashmuel, this is what Shmuel said. Kol shilu amad choser, any time that were the person to get out of bed, they could renege. Then even when they're in bed, choser b'matanaso, they can still change the gift. Another story. After Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, the sister of Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, havalah piskata de pardisa. She had a little orchard. Kol emas davel cholsho, whenever she'd get sick, have a miknayel niyale, she would give it to her brother Rav Dimi with a matna shchiv merah. Looking kaima, then when she would recover, have a hajabit. She'd say, okay, now I'm regretting it, I want it back. So zim nochada, one time chalsha. Again, she got sick. Sholcholesh, she sent Rav Dimi, come. Takani, come and acquire. Shalach, she said, you know what, Lobin, I don't want it anymore. Sholcholesh, so she said, you know what, takani. I need you here. You come and acquire however way you want to acquire. I said, if that's the case, you know what? I'm going to do the following. Azali went. Shaira, he didn't acquire all of it. He acquired 80% of it. So now, once he acquired 80%, so it's not reversible. V'kanumina, and he got her to give him a handkerchief. You know, he gave her a handkerchief. He said, lift it up in return. I'm getting 80% of what you want to give me. And he figured, okay, now I have a set deal. Anyway, Kikaima, then again, she recovered. Hajaba, so again, she reneged. She said, okay, I want my field back. So he said, I'm sorry, now it's too late. It was only a partial gift. Asola Kaima Rav Nachman. They went in front of Rav Nachman. Shalach le. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Dimita, come to the court case. Loasa. Rav Dimita didn't want to come. Amar my AC. He said, what am I coming for? Hashai Rav Ekonomine. She didn't give me everything. She gave me some of it. And we did an active acquisition, so the deal was done. Shalach le. So Rav Nachman said, listen, you better come to the court case. Ilo asis, if you don't come, machinalach basilva lo mabadama. I'm going to hit you with the thorn that doesn't produce any blood. In other words, I'm going to put you in chayrim. I'm going to hit you in a way where you don't bleed, but you're going to hurt. You're going to be excommunicated. So Rav Dimi came. Amaluhu. So Lasadi, Rav Nachman asked the witnesses, hey, chiyava maisa, what happened? Amrule. So they explained. Amra hachi. She said, when she called her brother Rav Dimi, Vai, woe to me, the kamisa hachitza, I'm about to die. I need to give away my assets. Amaluhu, so Rav Nachman told them, Im kain hava, if that's what happened, if that's what it was, it's a mitzava machmas misa. She said explicitly, she's giving the assets because she's dying. The whole idea that when a dying man gives 80% of the assets, that the deal stands even when he recovers, it's because we say, well, if he left 20% of the assets to himself, that means he figures he may not die. That's why he's leaving money to himself. So this is not a gift because of death. It's a regular gift. But here she said explicitly it's a gift because of death. The reason why there was something left was because the recipient said, I'm leaving something for you. But she was giving because she was sure she was dying. So now when she recovers, she can renege. When a person, even though he gives only some of his assets, but when he's explicit that he's giving it because he's sure he's dying, if when he gets up and he doesn't die, he can renege. So, sorry, your sister can renege.
So is it because Rav Dimi instructed her not to give everything that Rav Nachman determined that she could renege?
No, because she said...
The gift because of the fear of death.
She said that she was afraid of death and she was giving the partial gift because of fear of death. That's why she could
so
renege.
This is really a new element of what we learned before, whereby if someone kept something to themselves, right, then the gift was irrevocable.
Very good, but it's consistent with the logic that we've learned till now. The logic of why when a gift is kept partially to himself, it's irrevocable, is because we say it's not all because of death. But if a person says explicitly it's because of death, then it's revocable. That's the logic of why the 100% gift is revocable, because it's because of death. So that's what we learned in the Beis Medrash. Mat nashchiv merabim miktas. If a person wants to give away, he's a dying man, he's giving away some of his assets though, but he doesn't do an active acquisition. So Amruk, Rabbanan Kamei de Rav, Mishmei de Mar Zutra, Bered Rav Nachman, the rabbi said in front of Rav, in the name of Mar Zutra, the son of Rav Nachman, Tav Mishmei de Rav Nachman, who said in the name of Rav Nachman, Hareyu Kemat Nasbari, since it's only a partial gift, it's like a gift of a healthy person. Hareyu Kemat Nashchivmer, on the other hand, he's a dying man, so it's like a gift of a dying man. Hareyu Kemat Nasbari, it's like a healthy person. Shem Amarino Choser, since it's only partial, if he recovers, he can't renege. Hareyu Kemat Nashchivmer, but it's like a dying man gift. Talobayinan Kinyan, he doesn't have to do an act of Chalipin to make the acquisition take effect. His words make the acquisition take effect. Amaluhu Rava. Rava said to those sages, "Lava minuluchu, what are you doing? Didn't I already tell you? Lo titnu buki sriki b'Rav Nachman. Don't hang empty jugs on Rav Nachman, saying things that make no sense. Alchi Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman didn't say what you said. He said it like this: Harehi kibari. It's like harehi kamatnas bari. Since it's only a partial gift of the assets, it's like a gift of a healthy person. Ubaya kinyan. And the words themselves are not enough." But I have to do an act of acquisition to make it take effect. Esve Rav of Nachman, Rava challenged Rav Nachman. We learned in the Mishnah, Shi'er Karka Kol Shehu, if a person who's dying left some land for himself, then Matanasa Kayemes, then when he recovers, the gift stands and he can't renege. So my lav lo kanamine, presumably the Mishnah is talking about a case where they didn't do an act of chalipin. So my says, look, the Mishnah is talking about a case where they did an act of chalipin. Iyaki, if that's the case, Ema Seifa. Look at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Lo Shi'er Karka Kol Shehu. If he didn't leave any land over, Ema Tanasa Kayamis. When he recovers, he can renege on the deal. Ida Kanumine. If we're talking about a case where he did an act of Chalipin, they did an act of acquisition, Amai Ema Tanasa Kayamis. Why is the deal not going to last? Amar Le, Sir Nachman answered. I'll tell you. Achi Amar Shmuel. As Shmuel said, Shivim Rashikasav Kol Nochasav Lacheir Mafal Pishikanum Yadav. If a dying man gives away all of his assets to someone, even though they do an act of chalipin, Amad, if he recovers and he doesn't die, Choser, he can renege. Because biyadua shloi mitzav elamach mas misa. When does a person give everything away? Because he's sure that he's dying. So he was sure that he was dying, but now he didn't die. So that means the deal wasn't done. Esve, Rav Misharshi l'Rava. Rav Misharshi challenged Rava, we learned. Nice, so there was a story, Biman Shilpanei Rochel, with the mother of the children of Rochel, Shaisa Chola, she was very sick. Vamar, and she said, Tinasin Kvinasi Libiti, give this piece of jewelry of mine to my daughter, Vahubishnema Sermanu. It was worth 1,200 zuz. Umesa, she died, Vakimu Dvare, and the sages carried it out. Now, one second over there, clearly she probably, you know, she had this 1,200 zuz worth piece of jewelry. She probably had other assets too. So it's only miktas, and she just said words, and you see the words alone were enough. So the Gemara says, that's not a proof. Huh? So maybe over there was more than just that she said words. She said words, and she said, I'm giving because I'm dying. So b'metzava machmas nisa. So the same way we said before, when you say explicitly, I'm giving because I'm dying, then you can renege when you recover. If you say explicitly, I'm giving because I'm dying, even if it's partial, then we can renege. The deal wouldn't require an act of chalipin, just the words can make it happen. Esve Ravina l'Rava, Ravina challenged Rava. We learned in a Mishnah in Gittin, Omet nu get zel ishti, if a person says, give this get to my wife, or shtar shechur zel avdi, or this document freeing a slave to my slave, umesni dies, lo yitnu l'acham isi, can't give it after death, because after death, an acquisition can't take effect. However, it's new madaliplon, you give 100 to so-and-so, umesni he dies, it's matna shchivmara, and yitnu l'acham isi, you give it after he dies. How do we know that there was no acquisition? Do me the get. Because it's like a get. Ma get lav bar kinyan. With a get, there's no acquisition involved. There's no chalipin. Afai nami dilo kanamine. So here with the 100 zuz, it's also where there is no chalipin. So the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe the words alone work, but not because a partial matna shivmara works with words. No, it's when it was explicitly a matna shivmara, because it was mitzava machmas misa. The person said, I'm doing this because I'm dying. And then it works just with the words. Okay, we'll stop here. Oh.